I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio with Health Focus here at the Medical University of South Carolina studio in Charleston. An increasing number of women in the U.S. are waiting until their mid-30s or older to have their first child. To talk about pregnancy after the age of 35 is Dr. Barbara Head. She's an associate professor in the College of Medicine, and she is a maternal-fetal medicine specialist at MUSC Women's Health. Dr. Head, how significant is age when it comes to having a healthy pregnancy?
Certainly, age plays a role in pregnancy outcome, but age really is not a line in the sand beyond which women can anticipate having poor pregnancy outcome. In fact, women over the age of 35, the vast majority of the time, will have a very healthy, normal pregnancy.
And what are some of the potential issues or challenges related to pregnancy for women 35 and older?
Certainly, it can be more difficult to become pregnant when you're 35 and trying to conceive. The likelihood of becoming pregnant decreases as women get older because when we're born, we have the most eggs that we will ever have, and we actually lose eggs during our lifetime. So if a woman waits to 35 to become pregnant, not only may she have less quality eggs, she has fewer of those eggs, so it's harder to become pregnant. So it's very important to understand that since it's harder to conceive when you're over 35, typically after 6 months of attempting pregnancy, if you haven't become pregnant, it's important to go back to your doctor so that they can talk to you about potential need for fertility treatment.
What can women over the age of 35 do before pregnancy to get ready to have a healthy pregnancy?
Just like any woman who's thinking about having a baby, they should meet with their obstetrician gynecologist to review their medical conditions, make sure that their health is optimized before they get pregnant, and that their family history has been reviewed, and that they're taking a prenatal vitamin with appropriate folic acid to decrease the chance of having a baby with a structural birth defect called spina bifida.
Any differences during pregnancy for women age 35 and older as far as having a healthy pregnancy?
Just like all women, they should avoid excessive weight gain during pregnancy, have a balanced diet, appropriate exercise, seek prenatal care. In the beginning of pregnancy, women that are 35 or over should be seen and discuss with their OBGYN the increased risk of chromosome abnormalities in pregnancy. And there are a variety of screening tests which can determine the risk of having a baby with Down syndrome that's more individualized for their pregnancy, as well as diagnostic tests to determine if they have an affected pregnancy. But in all of that, it's very important to remember that most pregnancies in women over 35 are going to be very normal, healthy pregnancies.
What other information can you share about pregnancy after age 35?
I think that there is a lot of information in the lay press that suggests that your biologic clock starts ticking when you turn 35, and there really is a line in the sand beyond which if you don't pursue pregnancy, you may never have a baby. And that really is not true. There is no absolute time at which a woman becomes high risk in pregnancy. Pregnancy risk is much more related to other conditions that a woman may have rather than her age alone.
Dr. Head, thanks for providing this information about pregnancy after the age of 35.
Thank you for having me.
From the Medical University of South Carolina studio in Charleston, I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio.